This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move further along in the Psalter with Psalms 56 through 58. I put my trust in you. What can man do to me? Let your glory be over all the earth. Your steadfast love is great and estranged from birth. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will.
with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have always given to your church on earth faithful shepherds such as Timothy to guide and feed your flock. Make all pastors diligent to preach your holy word and administer your means of grace, and grant your people wisdom to follow in the way that leads to life eternal. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The epistle is from 1 Timothy chapter 6. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no eye has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Therefore stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find doing when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
grace you in peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text today is from 1 Timothy chapter 6. One of the most enjoyable things, at least for me, about being on the faculty here is this wintertime tradition, not symposium, although that's great, obviously. No, this is the wintertime tradition known as theological interviews. This is kind of a unique tradition in our circles, at least in the Missouri Synod, where two of the professors gather with all of the fourth year students one at a time, and then we discuss theology with them for about an hour, something like that. I don't know if my colleagues enjoy this as much as I do. I think it's great. I'll tell you about my TI some other time. I don't think the students enjoy it quite as much as we do. Sometimes I firmly believe that we have a lot more confidence in their good confession than they do when they are going through this little exercise. But these students don't know something that we know, and that is that the entire life of the pastor is one constant theological interview. The whole thing. Your words, your conduct, how you carry yourself, how people see you, all of it is the lens of the church looking upon this man. Now, if that doesn't make you nervous, I don't know what's wrong with you. This is why, in Paul's words to Timothy here, this young pastor, this new pastor in Ephesus, his son in the faith, his colleague on his travels, his encouragement and his words are remarkably strong, using words like flee, pursue, fight, take hard, take hold, charge, and keep. This language is not the language of softness. This is not the language that says, well, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. This is the language of an elder pastor speaking to his young son in the faith who knows what's at stake. The very souls of God's people are at stake. And these words, this life, this good confession, as St. Paul calls it, they matter. He says a little bit earlier on in Timothy, do not be hasty with the laying on of hands. And so the process of preparing, training, forming pastors is not something that just happens with a snap. You don't just get a warm feeling in your heart that God wants you to be a pastor and then turn around and start preaching. It involves much fear and trepidation. Paul, too, uses this strong language, and I dare say almost battle language, warrior language, really quite often. You know, think of Paul's words to the church at Ephesus, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Put on the whole armor of God. And yet when it gets down to the virtues that Timothy is to embody as a pastor, we do see a slightly different picture. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith with gentleness. I don't get it. These words do not gel. They do not naturally jive or make sense to us today. In our world, these two things are contrary. You either fight or you're gentle. You're either strong or you are weak. It's one or the other. You can't have both. Tell Jesus. For in our Lord we find strength in weakness, confidence in the good confession before Pilate, even in the face of hardship. We find St. Paul encouraging young Timothy not to allow his youth to deter him from his good confession. We find Paul speaking over and over and over again to boast in Christ and not in yourself. The church at Ephesus clearly was in the midst of no little controversy. We don't know exactly what the context was for Timothy's good confession that Paul encourages him in, reminds him of. I'm enough of a Fort Wayne guy to think it was probably Timothy's ordination, but we don't know that. These two things that make the good confession of Timothy, Paul, finally come at home in our Lord Jesus Christ, who made the good confession before Pontius Pilate, who, when he suffered, opened not his mouth. This confession, this speaking this same word together, is who our Lord is, the Word made flesh. And for that he was crucified, died, and rose again for our justification. There is no contradiction between the good fight of faith and for this to be done so with gentleness. Any father should know this, that to be strong for your children, for your wife, for your family, sometimes means to be gentle, maybe always. It's worth thinking about. And if this is so for my own family, how much more so is this the case for the family of God? That when we care for, preach, make the good confession, fight the good fight of faith, we do so not because our people are our enemies, for, as Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It is Satan who is the enemy, and we make this good confession for the sake of those who are entrusted to our care. So what about you, O man of God, who wrestles not against flesh and blood? Paul says again to Timothy, keep a close watch on yourselves and on your teaching. This calls us to recognize our own sins and bring us to repentance and faith. It calls us to continually go to the font, which is the Scriptures, to learn from Him and to give out the life-giving word of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we hear earlier in Timothy, the aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. That is what Paul charged Timothy to. That is what our Lord calls you to this day and every day. It is a great and mighty thing that our Lord has entrusted to us. It is not something we can do of our own strength and power. But God is relentless in his mercy toward us, his children. His love knows no end. He will form you into the image of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanksgiving to God for preserving his gospel, let us lift up our voices to the God of all grace and call upon him on behalf of all those in need. For the church, that confessing the mystery of godliness and holding firmly to the sound teaching entrusted to us, we may faithfully proclaim the good news of a Savior who is manifested in the flesh for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For those called to serve in the office of the Holy Ministry, that they, like Timothy, may exhort and rebuke with patience and gentleness, and that the saving gospel of Jesus Christ would be proclaimed with vigor, resourcefulness, zeal, and a kindly disposition, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who work on behalf of others in this world, especially those serving in local, state, and federal government agencies, the men and women in our armed forces, diplomats, translators, and support personnel who serve our embassies and consulates around the world, and for those who investigate and protect us from every form of evil, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those undergoing physical suffering, that they may find consolation in Christ's healing presence, and for those who mourn, that they may find comfort in the Lord's promise never to leave or forsake us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all the saints, including Timothy, who lives by faith in Christ Jesus and now awaits the consummation of all things, we give thanks to God. For all who live now by faith in the Son of God, that they may follow the example of the blessed saints, live by the same grace of God, and together with them worship him in spirit and truth, both now and to eternity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Hear us, most gracious Father, for the sake of your beloved Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns to all eternity, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For you have mightily governed and protected your holy church, in which the blessed apostles and evangelists proclaimed your divine and saving gospel. Therefore, with patriarchs and prophets, apostles and evangelists, and with your servant Timothy, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Our Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.